Nolte, Swing State Voters Sour on Endless Ukraine Funding. By John Nolte on April 16, 2024. Polling from the Heritage Foundation shows that swing state voters are increasingly tired of America's endless funding of Ukraine, especially with our southern border wide open for the ongoing invasion that is fraudulent and see Joe Biden has deliberately created. Meanwhile, one of the leaders of the Republican Party, House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, continues to push and push for Ukraine funding without demanding we first secure our own country from invasion. The loser party never stops losing. With a margin of error of 3.1 points, between April 2 to 4, the Heritage Foundation polled 1,000 swing voters in the battleground states of Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Nevada. The questions focused on the ongoing funding of Ukraine versus securing our own border and found that a majority have soured on Ukraine and want our border secure. When asked, is it more important to secure America's southern border or to provide funding to Ukraine, only 11% of swing voters sided with Ukraine. In comparison, 50% said they wanted our border secured. In thinking about U.S. border security and the situation in Ukraine, read the next question: which of the following is the best approach? A clear majority of 54% chose spending more money to secure the U.S. border than to help Ukraine. Only 23% chose spending an equal amount on both Ukraine and our border. Even fewer, just 10%, said more money should be spent defending Ukraine's border over our own. When asked if the $113 billion the U.S. has already sent to Ukraine is too much, too little, or about the right amount of aid, 56% said it was either far, 31%, or somewhat, 25%, too much. But only 12% said the $113 billion was far, 3%, or somewhat, 9%, too little. Those who said the $113 billion was about the right amount totaled just 16%. The next question asked if those surveyed would favor or oppose a proposal that provided funding for Ukraine but no funding to secure the southern border. A whopping 75% either somewhat, 25%, or strongly, 50%, opposed putting Ukraine's security above our own, which is what Democrats, the corporate media, and establishment Republicans want. On the flip side, only 17% said they strongly, 5%, or somewhat, 12%, support putting Ukraine's security above our own. No one wants Russia to successfully invade Ukraine. But the idea that we are securing Ukraine's border while our own border is wide open to this invasion is nuts. That $113 billion we've already sent to Ukraine could pay for five of former President Trump's big beautiful border walls. American voters are reluctant to provide additional aid to Ukraine, said Scott Rasmussen, president of RMG Research Incorporated, who conducted the poll. Our latest polling indicates that Americans in key swing states believe that securing our own southern border should be a higher priority than funding Ukraine. Tying Ukraine funding to our own border is smart politics, a way to use Ukraine, which Democrats and the fake media are obsessed with, to call attention to our own problems and force politicians to come out and admit they care more about Ukraine than Americans. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning five-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available on Kindle and audiobook.